Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come on, let's go. Right after 2 o'clock, we got the whole gang in here. We got the Ketzer. I can't believe I just said that.
So bad.
Sam Stevie III is here.
She is a Ketzer.
Dana's in it. Another Ketzer is in her seat.
Hi.
And I'm Parksy. We're going to go with baseball nicknames. You know how they always shorten the names for all that you know?
Well, yeah, they've called Patrick Mahomes Pat until his mother went, oh hell no, you didn't.
They even made a reference to that. I don't know if you caught it on TV over the weekend.
There's a t-shirt now that says, do not call him Pat.
Were you watching during the game? I can't remember who was. It was Kevin Harlan, and I can't remember who the color guy was. But they mentioned Patrick Mahomes, and Kevin Harlan goes, and we will not call him Pat. Apparently, mom does not like that.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
His name is Patrick.
That's right.
And, later on today, Patrick Mahomes, he already got a Whataburger here.
Uh-huh.
He's now trying to get the Toronto Raptors to play their NBA schedule, which starts the week before Christmas in Kansas City. And Kansas City is a contender.
To get the Raptors here.
At the Sprint, the T-Mobile Center.
Whatever. With fans?
Maybe some. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to play out. Mayor Lucas even sent out a tweet this morning pointing out, he said, I just want to let everybody in Toronto know it is 7 degrees colder in Kansas City than
that.
It is in Toronto. We be north.
We be north. I just showed you this on Twitter, and it's so stupid, but someone just posted a photo of Billy Idol, and he's got that look, you know,
that upper lip snarl.
That only Billy Idol has, and it just says, it's a nice day for a light sweater. It's so stupid. And right before we came on the air, I started laughing, and Scott goes, what are you laughing at? And I showed him. A nice day for a light sweater.
That is funny. All right, we got a full board of stuff to get to today. Why don't you start with the one that you tweeted or texted me about this morning?
Well, I did a double take, and we don't go over coronavirus numbers really hardly ever on this program. We let the news department handle that. But this headline stopped me in my tracks, as did one sentence from our health director, Rex Archer. The headline reads, Kansas City Metro records highest number of COVID deaths in a week with more than 80. October has been an incredibly deadly month for the Kansas City metropolitan area. More than 80 deaths in 1 week. That is the most of any 1 week period since the pandemic began. So we broke a record this week.
That's unfortunate.
Now, that encompasses Kansas City, Jackson, Clay, Platte counties in Missouri, as well as Johnson and Wyandotte in Kansas. It brings us to a total of 735 deaths. But just in October, there have been 163, with 80 of those reported in this past week.
Now, read the comments that he says about people going out.
Yeah, this is what I was like, wait, what?
And keep in mind, this is from the Kansas City Health Director, Dr. Rex Archer.
It says, we now are in what looks like our third wave of this outbreak, and that is very, very concerning. We are concerned about the surge. As we move more and more indoors, this is going to become even more problematic. He says the death rate is likely higher than the official number because some people have died at home and weren't tested for the virus. And then I read this sentence. Archer says no one over the age of 50 or with underlying health conditions should be going out to restaurants or bars.
Mm. Well, I'm coming right up on the edge there.
Yeah. No one over the age of 50 or with an underlying health condition.
I got one of those.
Should be going out to restaurants or bars. Now, one of the things I would ask Dr. Archer, in fairness to the restaurants and bars, because my husband would be in that group, would you also put grocery stores and churches and any other gathering places in that category? I hate picking on the restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go into a restaurant, you're there, what, Scott?
30 minutes.
30 minutes to an hour tops. You're probably not in a grocery store for 30 minutes, and you are moving around, and it's easier to social distance, I suppose, but church would definitely be worse.
But here's where I would make the argument that there is a difference, okay? In church or in the supermarket, you have your mask on the entire time.
Okay.
All right? In a restaurant or in a bar, the majority of that time, you probably don't wear a mask. And therein lies the difference.
The average age of people who have been hospitalized and died, the average age of hospitalized and died was...
In Kansas City?
Yes. Was 72 in March and April. 72 years old. That number has decreased. The average age of hospitalizations and deaths has decreased to age 63 in September and October.
Huh. Now, a lot of that could be attributed to people getting back out. And if you think you're 22 years old and you're immune, you are not at all. Now, you have a much more, you have a better likelihood of surviving.
Yeah, but
than,
that's
say,
a
my
significant
mom.
Average drop in age, Scott, from 72 to 63.
Yeah.
That is a 9-year drop in the average age of death.
I'm going to be honest with you. This third wave concerns me a lot. A lot.
You know me, I just kind of motor along day to day to day.
Yes, I know.
And I do wear my mask everywhere I go. I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Look me dead in the eye and tell me the truth.
Yes, whenever I'm out, I wear my mask. You can't not. Now, you know, every once in a while, I walk into a store and I'm on my cell phone and I go, oh, sorry, mask, sorry. But I, for the most part.
So now we've gone from all the time to for the most part.
Well, you can't go in without one. Have I had to walk back to my car before because I've forgotten? Yes, but I'm getting better at it. But I'm telling you, that headline that we've had 80 deaths in a week.
I'm going to start sleeping in my mask.
And anyone over the age of 50, he says, no going out for you? Really?
I've been to, let me think about this, hang on. I've been to one restaurant since March.
I can shatter that in a week.
I know you can. But I think I'm a little bit, I'm not going to say I am more careful.
You are.
Much more careful. But I think I take this a little bit more seriously than you do, with respect, of course.
Well, because that's, your mom is in town. Your mom is older. She's a cancer survivor.
Twice.
My parents are an hour away, and I don't see them regularly, which is part of the reason I think you are more cautious than I am. But,
it's not just my mom. I mean, when Maya gets off the couch, I'm such a nerd. When Maya got off the couch the other day, I came running in with Lysol.
Okay, Scott, come on. Come on.
Well, she's walking around a high school full of a bunch of kids with COVID all over their lips.
Come on.
What? I'm not kidding you.
spraying disinfectant on your youngest child?
I didn't spray it on her. I sprayed it on the couch.
Okay. No, he did that before she came inside.
God.
We have Lysol baths. Now, granted, we do Lysol baths in my house where she has to bathe in a tub of Lysol.
That's great. That's healthy.
And then I make her inhale it to make sure that she doesn't have any COVID in her lungs.
Great. No, now she just has...
Now she has no brain, and she's high as balls.
The huffing in her brain, correct.
Lysol smoothies. Why am I floating?
Unicorns are real.
It's a double rainbow.
Oh, my word. Scott, do you wear your mask in the studio? I do not, but I do not leave this room without it on. Ask Dana for proof.
No, he does not.
Nor allow me to sit in there without him having his mask on.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Captain Crazy, reporting for duty.
576-7798. Dr. Rex Archer, the health director of Kansas City, says we had 80 deaths last week from COVID alone, the highest weekly total yet. He says we are now in our third wave. He also says anyone over the age of 50 should not go to bars and restaurants. Thoughts? Is he being too cautious? Too cautious? Sorry. Is he just whistling Dixie? Or is he serious? And you're taking him seriously. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
All aboard!
So the health director here in Kansas City, longtime health director, Dr. Rex Archer, says in Kansas City last week we had 80-plus deaths related to COVID-19. That is a weekly high since the pandemic started. And he warns it could get worse. We are now in the third wave. If you look at the charts, we're in the third wave, locally and nationally. And Dr. Rex Archer also says that his advice is, it's not a requirement by any stretch, anyone over the age of 50, and especially those with underlying conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease of some fashion, cancer survivor, etc., he's advising anyone who is over the age of 50, and especially those with underlying conditions, to stay out of bars and restaurants.
And I hate that sentence because I can think of five other places that you could add to that list. I hate that they're picking on the bars and the restaurants.
576-7798. Jonathan in Kansas City. Jonathan, hello.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
doing
good.
Doing well, my friend. Thank you.
All right. So I was at a store this week. I will not mention the store. It's not really that important. It was a smaller store, though, where, you know, there's not as much distancing between people.
Sure.
And there were about five or six people in line, and about half of them weren't wearing masks. And there's a sign up front, and, of course, the county and the city are requiring it. In addition, you know, I caught coronavirus a few weeks ago, and I fought it off, and, you know, the symptoms were, there were some symptoms. Luckily, I was okay, and I was concerned because I suffer from asthma, but, you know, I've said it for a long time now. I've said it for months now. Like, people just, they should be taking it seriously, but, you know, I think just human beings are the type that they get to a point where they just don't care anymore. They should, but they don't. And so, you know, I'm scared for the winter, to be quite honest with you.
You are, even though you already had it.
Well, because you can still catch it again. You know, there was a story the other day.
Yes.
3 months.
25-year-old who caught it 6 weeks apart.
Yeah.
And he did a lot worse the second time around.
Yeah, and we have a story in the stack that says a new study out that your immune system can only repel it for 3 months after you've already contracted it.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I'm afraid of that, too. People are going to be like, well, I got it, and I'm all good.
Right.
Not necessarily.
Right.
You may not be so lucky.
Jonathan, how long were you down with it, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean, it was about a week, and I locked myself in, you know. I isolated myself to my room. But as I was doing that, you know, I was miserable, obviously, and I just thought, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I bet you they don't get tested because they don't want to know they have it, and I bet you... Mm. Even the ones that do get tested, I bet you there's just a few percentage that, you know what, they say, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to go out anyway. I am not sitting in a room for, you know, 10 days. And they keep this thing going, and they shouldn't do it. But you know how people are. They will not listen to reason.
You know what scares me is a week from today, not because it's election day per se, but, you know, voting is a very personal and very critical moment or decision for a lot of people. And I could see people saying, you know, I don't feel well. I don't know that I have coronas, but I don't feel well. But screw it. I'm going out and I'm going to vote today.
Right. And I think a lot of people just won't get tested because they don't want to know they have it. Just like, you know, we've had cancer and mammogram screenings for years, and people don't do it because they don't want to know if they have it. They think, well, if I don't know I have it, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Do you know what drives me crazy, Jonathan? And thank you for the call. So we have a study suggesting maybe your immunity is a year. Maybe it's two. We don't know, like the other coronaviruses. Then we have a study suggesting, well, immunity really drops, according to this study in the UK, after 3 months. Then there's one in the stack that says, could aspirin be the first over-the-counter treatment for coronavirus? Well, several months ago, they said, could this remdesivir be the thing? And now we know that that's not.
Remdesivir.
Whatever.
Okay.
The point is, we are throwing darts off a cliff on this thing. I do believe that, and that's part of what drives me crazy. And I'm not faulting the scientists. God knows they have learned more about this in a short amount of time than we've ever learned about anything.
But they still don't know.
But we still don't know. Is it 3 months or is it a year? Is aspirin the cure or is it mashed potatoes? I don't know.
Mashed potatoes?
It's something different every day. And so...
Well, and then they were saying that...
Honestly, Scott, I kind of glaze over when I see a new headline.
The two that I saw in the last 2 weeks were that mouthwash... You know, alcohol-based mouthwash, not that alcohol-free stuff, but the alcohol-based mouthwash could ward off coronavirus, or at least if you have it in your mouth, it can prevent you from spreading it, at least for a short amount of time. The other one was Flonase. You know, up your nose for allergy relief, which I happen to have on my dresser, so I ran straight to my dresser. I overdosed on Flonase
almost.
I'm
telling you, they don't know.
No, they don't. Here's what we do know. It's getting worse.
October has not been a good month.
2020's not been a good year.
Did you see the Halloween sign this week?
No.
Someone in their front yard just put up a huge 2020 next to a pumpkin and some, you know, spider webs.
Well,
and it just said, in the sign next to the big 2020, it was the scariest thing I could think of. Happy Halloween.
I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it ends a week from today.
Wait, I was going to say, what light and what tunnel? Oh, the election tunnel.
Yes. Don't forget to tune in on Tuesday night for complete coverage of Election 2020 here on KMBZ.
Mm-hmm. And coming up later in our show, did you know that in some places, if you have a change of heart, you can change your vote.
Mm-mm.
I saw it as I was walking out the door today and I go, what? And when I told Scott about it, he goes, what? We looked it up. It is true. We will tell you how and where.
Mm.
You know, I guess if there's some kind of October surprise, Scott, and you early voted and you got some buyer's remorse.
What are they going to do? Go dig and find
your
own ballot?
I have no earthly idea logistically how it would even begin.
What a nightmare.
Correct.
We need you to search 1.6 million ballots. Scott Parks has changed his mind.
Item number 12.
Can you? We'll talk about it coming up.
I have a million questions.
How many years have we been in this business? I had no idea that in some places they allow you to change your vote.
Right now we're talking about coronavirus. And last week, according to Dr. Rex Archer, Kansas City Health Director, Kansas City had 80 plus coronavirus deaths, the highest number since the pandemic started. And Dr. Rex Archer is now advising people 50 and over, especially those of you with underlying health concerns, to stay out of restaurants and bars. That's not mine. That's Dr. Rex Archer. So don't get mad at the messenger, okay? We're a news station just passing on the news. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
We're doing well, my friend. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think it's like on the lines of what you said about this will pass more so with the election coming up. It seems to be a lot of compromised information and facts, and they just keep fluctuating, and the media, news media, seems to just keep blowing it up out of proportion regardless of what the numbers are. So,
but David, is it blowing it out of proportion that there have been 80 deaths in 1 week, and that's the highest death rate in any week since this started? I don't think that's blowing it out of proportion. That's factual.
I don't necessarily think that the 80 deaths number is an actual fact. I think that those numbers are compromised.
How so? What do you mean?
I mean that with the numbers and information there is compromised. How can we go on a fear campaign? I'm not saying that the virus isn't real, or you know, that the doctor's advice isn't compassionate in keeping everybody safe. I'm just saying, at what expense? Why does the small businesses, restaurants, and bars, you know, have to suffer and go out of business and all this over fear?
David, I know a lot of people feel that way, but I know families who have lost loved ones to this here in Kansas City. And so you have to balance, mm-hmm. you have to balance those facts. And those are facts. The deaths are facts. The 80 deaths in 1 week is a fact. Those are tested, confirmed COVID hospitalization deaths.
Correct. The numbers are not cooked. I don't know where this is coming from. Damon in Kansas City. Hello, Damon.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hi.
What's up, Damon?
Oh, yeah, nothing at all, nothing at all. Hey, Scott, before I start, I just want to message you because I have not heard that. Me being a color guy, I got a message. I hadn't heard that in a long time. So I have to message you. I'm a color guy.
Wait, what?
Can you laugh at that one?
Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Are you talking about yesterday?
No, I'm talking about today. You said the guy was a color guy. I just listened to it.
I never.
No. Damon. The color guy is the sidekick. The color guy is the sidekick.
Yeah, play-by-play and color guy.
Play-by-play and color guy. That's what they call the sports sidekick in any professional or college.
The guy who does the analysis for the play-by-play guy is often referred to as a color guy because he paints the colors of what's going on in the field.
Yeah,
on the
not
radio.
Colored color. The color guy.
Thank you for that.
I hope other people didn't think you said the colored guy.
I said color
Plus,
guy.
Plus, Kevin Harlan is white.
No, but Kevin Harlan's the play-by-play guy. I don't know if the color guy was white or color.
Oh, my God.
I thought you said that. So I was going to mess with you, so I'm glad I was
wrong. Oh, Damon, I promise you. He's talking about the sports sidekick, which is called the color guy.
Damon, I have an award from the NAACP. I would never say that.
Okay.
I just confuse. What I do is confuse black people on Mondays. That's all I do.
Yeah, okay. you can find that all up right. on podcast yesterday, Damon, but go ahead.
Okay. I say that I don't think we're being too cautious by telling ages, you know, 50 and up. And also, if you have an underlying situation, I'm going to tell a quick story. I was out at a restaurant. I won't say which restaurant. But I went in. I didn't go in to sit down and eat because I just don't feel comfortable about it. No one has proven to me yet that while you're in there with other people and you guys are talking and eating, that no one can actually get the, you know, virus that way. So I just haven't felt comfortable enough, no matter how you do on your spacing or few people. And I was in there and I was getting something from the bar because I called it in. And I'm standing at the bar waiting to get my order. Because that's where you pick your order up at. And there was a gentleman and a lady and another lady standing at the bar. And I don't know if they were getting something or they were just having drinks or whatever. But the guy that was standing close to me, he didn't have a mask on. I don't know if it was because they were drinking their drinks, so they feel like they didn't have to have a mask on. So I had my mask on, and all of a sudden, the guy that was standing next to me just started coughing real, loud into his hand. And I looked over at him, and I was like, this guy doesn't have a mask on. Then I watched him take his hand and set it back onto the bar top.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. And it blew me away. When I left out of there, I was so angry because my wife was in the car waiting on me. And I said, man, you just wouldn't believe what I just saw. And I explained to her what happened. She said, what? I said, yeah. And I said, see, this is why I don't feel comfortable with going in and sitting down, because just say, for instance, me and you went and we sat down. Before we ate our meal, we did our sanitizing with our hands, and we know our hands are clean. And then I wanted the waitress didn't come back for me, and I needed something. And I went up to the bar, and I went looking for my waitress, and I put my hand on the bar,
COVID
thinking that my hands are still clean.
But yeah, Damon, is why you take hand sanitizers and wipes, and if you're on an airplane or even in a bar, wipe it down. Yeah. That's why.
That is true. And I'm just saying that these accidental things can take place. So if you have an underlying condition and you're older, then you should not go into these places until these numbers come down and this clears up, because they're there to guide us and lead us. Now, I'm going to tell just this story that my friend just passed, and his funeral is this Saturday. Now, I was kind of like the caller before, kind of like, is this thing really real? Hadn't affected me in any. And all of a sudden, bam, here it comes. Someone I know, someone close to me, had got tested because they were having symptoms. After they went and got tested, they found out they had it. So he has three boys and a wife, and he sent them away so they could be safe. And as he quarantined, the wife was calling him, trying to check on him because he was not picking up. So she went home to check on him, and he was found passed away on the couch.
Damon,
I'm so sorry.
Damon, let me say this, because we got a full board of callers. I am so sorry for the loss of your friend, and may God be with you and his family, more importantly. And I'm glad we got the color thing figured out.
I also just put it on Twitter, and I tagged Dick Vitale and said, can we get a new name for what you do? We need a new name for it. Because when you said the color guy, for one split second, I thought, I hope people did not hear colored guy. But I know what you're talking about, because
We're in the business.
But that is the name of the sidekick on any sports broadcast.
The color guy.
That just fills in, and it's worth mentioning, he and his lovely wife had a baby last September. It's the guy that sits next to Joe Buck and fills the dead air.
It's the Troy Aikman to Joe Buck.
Correct.
Let's call him a color commentator.
No, because that sounds like colored commentator, and that's still not okay.
Okay.
We need a new name.
Sidekick.
Yes, let's call it the sidekick.
Maurice in Kansas City. Hello, Maurice.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi,
well,
good. Go ahead.
My thing, I wanted to respond to this. My thing about it is, me and my wife, since this whole Corona thing has happened, we haven't stopped going out. We still go to the movies. We still go out to eat. We sit down. You know, we've been cautious. For people who just sit in the house, I don't want to be a prisoner in my own home.
Yeah.
You know, you have numbers going up of abuse. You have numbers going up of suicide and everything. You can't be afraid to live. It's life. You know, everybody's going to die one day. So why are you afraid to live?
Maurice, that's your point about the abuse, the domestic violence shelters are packed right now. Packed right now is well taken and accurate. And again, I go back to, we all have to weigh our own personal risk, personal safety, and we all need to be doing what we can. It's going to be different for everybody, Scott. I'm comfortable going out to eat. You're not. That's okay.
I'm not. And that's not an indictment against restaurants. I'm just not comfortable doing it. If you want to go out to eat,
sure,
go out and eat. I don't care.
I will get on an airplane with my mother in a few weeks.
I'll get on an airplane.
They are finally allowing military funerals once again in Biloxi. We are going to fly down for my grandmother's interment on what would have been my grandma and grandpa's 69th wedding anniversary.
They're going to lay her on top. That's what they do.
Did you really just
we goofed on my mom because
say that
she, you know, she said she wants to be laid on top of my dad the other day when we were having lunch.
You are a horrible human being.
And I said, isn't that how I got here? Squirrel.
Oh my God. You, I need a break, and I can't believe it's coming in the form of a funeral, but I'll take it.
576-7798. Don't forget election night coverage a week from tonight here on KMBZ as we wrap up this hour talking about the spike in coronavirus deaths in Kansas City. And Dr. Rex Archer, the health department director or health director, recommending that anyone over the age of 50 not go into restaurants or bars for the time being.
Someone wants to know on Twitter, and I think it's a fair question of you, Scott, how are you not okay going to a restaurant, but you just said you were fine flying when an airplane is a petri dish in a fuselage?
Number one, again, back to my original point earlier regarding the churches, et cetera, on a plane, you have to wear a mask the entire time.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, they have done multiple studies that find that flying on a plane is safe. They have done multiple studies that find eating in a restaurant is iffy at best.
Okay.
And that's why. Dwayne in Lenexa, you get the next word. Hello, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Hi, go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. My question is how many of the deaths are actually recorded COVID deaths and not other deaths, but then they test them and they find out that they had COVID?
Sure.
So they relate it to the COVID. Coronavirus.
The 81 deaths last week, Dwayne, were hospitalized COVID deaths. And so the 81 number around the metropolitan area is a solid factual number. Those are hospitalized deaths from COVID. So their argument is the number is higher than 81 because we do have people who are dying at home, or let's say they die in a nursing home and there's no post-mortem verification that those were necessarily COVID deaths. The 81 is just hospitalized COVID deaths throughout all six counties.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then. Because I know of some cases, you know, you'll come in and you may have died in a car accident, but they test you and you find out you have the corona. So they decide.
Right. And Dwayne,
that
we asked, it does not qualify. We asked specifically Dr. Dana Hawkinson about that. A car accident death would not be classified as a COVID death, period. Period.
Let's go to Dwayne. Thank you for the call, man.
And thank you for the call.
Hetty in Prairie Village. Hello, Hetty.
Hi there to the two greatest talk show hosts in the Kansas.
Oh, Mom, thank you.
I love you guys. I love you.
Thank you.
When I used to get off of work, you were the first thing that I turned on in the car.
Wow.
And I'd run out of the car into the house to catch the rest of you.
You are so kind. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys. I'm 73, so I'm being extra careful. Thank you, Lord. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
I've got my health. But my friends and I will go get the food, and then we were going to a park and sitting distances away at the table. Now we'll probably sit in our cars with the heaters on and talk out the windows. But so many people aren't taking it serious, and I have friends on both sides of the parties, and they both blame each other for the virus. Oh, they just have it out there so that we won't go out and vote.
That doesn't make sense, because you can mail your vote in.
You can mail your vote in.
Exactly. And I said, but I don't mail my vote in. I always go vote. I go vote. And I go, people are dying. You think they're going to do that to another party? Oh, yeah, it's bad this year. And, you know, people just aren't using their brains this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's something in the air that's driving people nuts.
Yeah, you mean on the air, not in the air. On the air.
Well, that too. Yeah. You're right. Some of the stations, you're right. But I just want to thank you guys because you put stuff out there and you check your facts. You don't just throw things out. And you correct it if it's wrong, like the color.
I'm gonna learn to enunciate that phrase a little bit better in the future.
I think we're just gonna call it something else. Kevin Harlan's sidekick.
There you go. That's much, much safer.
All right. Hey, Hetty, you be well, okay?
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Guys.
Take care of yourself. Thank you for the call.
Did you hear about this story, Scott?
What's that? Come on.
No more putting, quote, I voted stickers on Susan B. Anthony's headstone in New York. What has become an Election Day ritual in Rochester, New York, will look different this year. Despite the coronavirus pandemic, people are welcome to pay tribute to Susan B. Anthony at her gravesite as long as proper social distancing measures are kept. But in a departure, visitors will no longer be able to place I voted stickers directly on the famed suffragist's headstone. Suffragist's headstone.
That's exactly how you pronounce it.
During a springtime restoration project, it became clear that the fragile marble marker has sustained damage from a combination of the adhesive residue and the solvents needed to remove the stickers.
Wow.
I did not know that was a thing, but apparently it is a thing. They're going to put like some kind of form-fitting cover on the headstone around Election Day this week and into next week so that if you put the sticker on there, they can remove it.
Let's go to Gary in Kansas City. Hello, Gary. It looks like you might get the last word. Hi.
Okay. I would just like to tell you about the ranking of the virus. We're 11th in the country as far as the virus goes, the number. And we're 31st in the world. There's 170 countries that have fewer coronavirus cases than Missouri.
That's not abysmal. Good. That
no,
is not
abysmal.
Good.
We have probably five states that are they're right up there with the top four or five close to of the main countries, you know, Brazil and India and so on. So we're just not doing too well. So thank you.
All right, Gary. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Hello, my husband is a doctor, writes this woman. He is a radiologist and reads at least 6 to 7 COVID cases per day. There are 60 doctors in his one group. Do the math. These are already hospitalized people, and it's not a good number. By the way, they're going to put plexiglass over her gravesite. It was on GMA this morning, says somebody.
It's kind of funny.
Can you put your I voted sticker on the plexiglass?
Yes, I think the plexiglass is fine. Her marble headstone is not. And speaking of voting, can you change your vote? In some places, that answer is yes.
We'll get to that in just a moment, right after the news on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.